It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. It is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Look out your window if you're just getting up. It is going to be a gorgeous day. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown Spartan Studios in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Big Buck weekend. We just came off the Veterans Day and the game on the aircraft carrier. It is a great time of year. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Good morning, Mr. Fonger at the board here for us, and good morning, grilling public, people of Michigan, people listening on the internet around the country. It is going to be a great day to grill, and I want to take just a second to say what a wonderful Veterans Day it was yesterday.
It really was.
Really a lot of great events. I was flying back from Kansas, and I happened to be sitting next to a retired Army officer, and we had a wonderful conversation the entire trip back, and I couldn't have thought of a better way to spend 11-11-11. It was good.
Awesome. We'll break down that Kansas trip a little bit later in the show. Bob was out for 5 days with our friends at Ace of Hearts Barbecue and had a little bit of an opportunity to do some hunting while he was out there as well. Our friend from Tech actually joined him out there, Max Folda, so we're going to hear from Max a little bit later today. Laugh Fest announced all the comedians that are coming to town, so we're going to break that down for you. The Grillin' Guys are going to be very involved with the Laugh Fest as we move forward.
Are you doing a routine in that?
No, I really am not.
You play a role in that every year, though. You're not going to get any mic time?
No. Well, I am. We're just going to promote it here on the show. But the only joke that I can do every day is work with you on Saturday morning. So other than that, it's all good.
Oh, so cheap jokes are the ones you're going to start the show off with.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Our friends from Al & Bob's are going to give us an update on their Big Buck contest. And then hit us on Facebook, if you would, because we've got the International Wine, Beer, and Food Festival at the DeVos Place. Bob and I are actually going to be working that on Friday night at the Arcadia Ales booth. So we got a lot going on today. Let's get it started, Bob.
Sounds good. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Check out our website on the interweb. It's thegrillinguys.com. You can follow me on Twitter. It's grillinguy on Twitter. And use those electronic devices and take advantage of our resources, because we put a lot. We're working constantly on our website, for one thing. It's a great resource for recipes. You can get the skinny on what Jop is doing, because he's a busy guy, and there's some embarrassing pictures of him there in a few places you might want to hold for later use. I don't know if you can get any good out of that or not.
Well, you know, there's only a few people that can blackmail me, but there are those out there. But
like you're Joe Paterno or anything.
Yeah, let's not go there. You got me all wound up this morning on the way in about that. That's just wrong, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. It's a shame, but it's wrong. So anyway, let's break down this Wine, Beer, and Food Festival, Bob, because you and I are going to be working with our friend Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing in his booth. This is a festival that goes on this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday coming up, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, and it's downtown at the DeVos Place, and there's a lot of cool stuff that's going to be happening.
There is. It's a very cool thing. I see my old employer, Williams Kitchen and Bath, is one of the sponsors, and Wood TV 8. And Clark Hill, I mean, it's just got some great sponsors, Seagull, Courtyard. A lot of people have spent a lot of time and effort putting this thing together. It's the fourth time they've done it. We went last year. I know I went. I'm not sure if you were there or not, but I had a wonderful time wandering around sampling wines. Diana Stamfler hooked us up again this year from PromoteMichigan.org. But it is the fourth time they've done it. It's now the largest wine, food, and beer show in the state. And that says something, because there are a bunch of these venues around the state. There will be over 1,000 wines and beers and spirits to sample. It's where I met Rufino Valentine, excuse me, from Valentine Vodka last year. And it's just a really cool venue. You go in and you just get to have a sample at any of these booths you stop at. And it's a pretty liberal sample as some of these things go. It's not the baby tasting that some of these wine rooms give you. There's lots of cool food. And as I recall, they gave us like tickets, coupons that you had to redeem.
Yeah, the thing is going Thursday the 17th from 5 to 10, Friday the 18th, 4 to 10, and Saturday from noon to 9 on the 19th. And if you hit us on Facebook during the show and send us your best grilled recipe for the fall, and if we choose your recipe, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a couple tickets to this thing. We've got some tickets to give away today. So hit us on Facebook. That's at The Grilling Guys. And tell us what you're grilling this fall. And if we choose your recipe, we'll let you know and we'll shoot you a couple tickets to this event.
And you have to be 21 years of age to enter. This is nothing that you bring your kids to. It's kind of like going to a giant block party, except you've got just row after row of Michigan microbrews. You've actually got international brews in there. A lot of the distributors set up giant booths, so they have a lot of their brews from around the country. And then, of course, a lot of the big restaurants and food suppliers have some pretty cool displays there and lots of great stuff to sample. At 9 o'clock on Friday night, Jop and I are going to be with Tim Surprise. Arcadia Ales, Arcadia Brewing Company from Battle Creek, is doing a one-hour beer and grilling seminar. So we're just going to have basically a little seminar on Arcadia Ales, and we're going to talk a little bit about grilling. And it's really going to be just a bunch of guys hanging out with their wives and, you know, tasting all of Tim's great brews. We can't bring any food in, so...
Yeah, as I read through this, you can check this out at grwinefestival.com. You'll find all the information you need. Again, as Bob said, no one under 21 is allowed. I'm reading that the tickets are $15 if you don't get them for us, or from us, rather. And then there's tasting tickets for 50 cents a ticket if you want extras in addition to what they give you when you walk in the door. So check that out. It's going to be a nice event to attend, celebrating wine, beer, and food in downtown Grand Rapids.
It's a wonderful date night, and I was encouraging Mr. Fonger here to show up because he's quite the handsome young bachelor, and he's probably got all kinds of girls that would love a great night out. Isn't that right, Brian?
I'm not going to comment on that one, Bob.
Oh, okay.
we'll help him find one then.
Yeah.
Ladies, he's got a free ticket for wine and food. So.
Yeah, and he's about 6'3", good-looking guy, and got a great career here in the radio business, if there's such a thing.
Yeah, if he's waiting to get paid from us, then he's in trouble, man. He's in trouble.
Today, when we're done with the show, I'm booking right home. I'm throwing my tech in the back of the burb. I've got some tenderloin marinating. And I'm going to go tailgate at the Red Arrow Stadium. The Red Arrows are playing Fenton, and that's going to be a cool little game because Noel Dean's going to play his brother-in-law. His wife's brother coaches the Fenton team, and Jeff Setsky is his name. And that's just going to be a great game. It's going to be 55 degrees. The sun's going to be shining. We'll be in Red Arrow, Bob Perry Stadium, and if you want to get out and watch high school football at its ultimate, this is going to be a game. This is going to be a game.
These are the state quarterfinals, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And if they win, Brian, you said who won last night? Was it Walled Lake?
Walled Lake Western in double overtime.
So if the winner of this game, either Fenton or our Lowell Red Arrows, when they take a victory, they'll be going to some neutral field next weekend to play Walled Lake.
My money's on Lowell.
Oh, yeah. Ours is. Exactly. So what are you throwing down on the grill besides the tenderloin?
I've got some brats from Sobey.
Okay.
And I think that's about it. I was going to do shish kebabs, but I'm doing those so much, my fingers are starting to bleed from all those skewers.
Yeah, but if you want a good recipe for those, you go to thegrillingguys.com, and we've got Charlie Jabor's marinade out there for shish kebabs, which is, we've had rave reviews on that. So, but hit us on Facebook if you want some of those tickets to the Wine, Beer, and Food Festival for this weekend. Tell us what you're grilling. We'll pick the best recipe, and we'll let you know. Coming up next, our friend Max Fulda from Tech is going to be calling in, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about using that infrared grill, the Tech grill that Bob just referenced, for doing some venison. He's got some pretty unique techniques. He and Bob spent some time hunting this last week together down in Kansas, so I'm sure we'll get a little flavor of that too. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy. and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.